a new creation. Hello, Malcolm here. Today, learning to love what Jesus loves. Quiet Time Coaching, episode 531, and part of the new creation series. In fact, episode 22 in that. So, the premise of this series is that God is loving us and bringing us into spiritual character growth, and Jesus is the inspiration for that. We're being transformed into his likeness, 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 18. How does this actually happen is the key question, perhaps. And I suggest that one important part of it is following Jesus. It's being his disciple, because following him changes us in the following. And of course, those changes help us to continue to follow him and grow. So today, with that in mind, I have some thoughts on learning to love what Jesus loved. Surely that will transform us. Firstly, how do we do this? We begin by noticing who he loved. This involves having a look at the Gospels and seeing who he loved, either because it states that he loved them or just we can see by his actions that he did. A couple of examples for us of the very many that there are. Who did he love? He loved his disciples, didn't he? John 13, verse 1. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Indeed, also he loved the hurting. John chapter 11, verses 33 to 36, when Lazarus had died. It says, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. Where have you laid him? He asked. Come and see, Lord, they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, see how he loved him. He loved Lazarus. He loved Mary. He loved Martha. He was deeply moved. He loved those who were in a place of hurting. So one thing you might like to do to develop this is to take one of the Gospels and skim over it and note who Jesus loved in word and in deed. Make a list. You could do all the Gospels, of course, but start with one. So the first thing we do to learn how to love what he loved is to notice who he loved. And the second thing is to ask God to help you. We need to ask God to help us to love what Jesus loves. Perhaps we need to bear in mind the promise of 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. It's often hard, I find, to love what Jesus loves because it demands something from me, my time, my money, my energy. However, with God's help, you and I can learn to love anything and anyone. And finally, how do we learn to love what Jesus loves and who he loves? Well, we go where love is needed. If we notice around us where love is needed and go there, we will find people who are grieving, in pain, discouraged, angry or depressed or anxious. And when we visit them, having prayed, then we find the love of Jesus is there. Someone said that when we go to people in need, we find Jesus there. And it is in the going and being there that we learn how to love in the way Jesus did and to love who he loved. So a question for reflection and to pray over. Who do you find hardest to love in your life right now? Who is that person? And my question to you when you've identified that is that the very place you will find Jesus? That's worth praying about. See, God is transforming us with his love so that other people can feel his love through us. That's the essence of being a new creation. Next time, we will explore laying down our lives for Jesus. If you have any questions, drop me an email, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. If you'd like a copy of my free ebook on spiritual disciplines, then sign up for my newsletter at the website, malcolmcox.org. If you can think of anybody who might benefit from this recording, do please pass it on. And I hope and pray that you will enjoy being a new creation and learning how to love what and who Jesus loves. Take care and God bless.